Welcome to Bobby Osinski's Inner Circle. I'm Bobby Osinski, and this is a show all about music, music production, and the music business. This week, we're going to make some predictions for what might happen in 2021. So the first prediction is music venues are going to adapt to the new world. Well, they're going to have to. But I think what you're going to see is about 50% of them are going to fall by the wayside. Now, this is even with the Save Our Stages Act that just passed. Funding only lasts for 6 months, and even though President Biden says there's going to be more money forthcoming, a lot of venues are just going to pack it in, mostly because of increased insurance costs, of neighborhood gentrification, and it just won't be as easy to start up again. Now, it sounds pretty dire, but the fact of the matter is that the entertainment industry hates a vacuum, so we're going to see a lot of brand new venues that will pop up in their place. Now, this will take a while, and I don't expect to see it in 2021. I see it more for 2022. But sooner or later, we're going to get back on our feet, and we're going to have a pretty good supply of venues once more. No particular order here today, so the next one is live streaming. Live streaming was the great hope of the pandemic, where you can have a concert and you'd have a much wider audience online. And while that is possible, and in fact, it's happened in many, many cases, problem is it's hard to make money with live streaming. It costs more than everybody thinks. And for the most part, you're breaking even if you're lucky. So even though there's been a lot of great experience gathered, there's been some new technologies that have come out that have made it easier, I think it's going to be a while before live streaming actually becomes the equal of going to a concert. Everybody still wants to go to a concert. It's an experience that you just can't duplicate by looking at a computer screen. So live streaming, which was very hot this year, might not be as hot next year. TikTok usage will also decline next year. The reason why is there's a lot of streaming networks that are coming out with their own version of TikTok. Snapchat Spotlight, YouTube Shorts. Then there's Triller, which is the out-and-out competitor to TikTok. What we're going to see here is kind of like death by a thousand cuts, where each one of these takes a little bit of the demographic away from TikTok. Then there's the other thing of the users, the main demographic of TikTok being 13 to 24, they are a fickle group. And it's easy for them to move on to whatever is the newest and greatest next thing. We don't know what that is yet, but it's inevitable it's going to come. Also, a lot of them are just going to age out of TikTok. So you're going to find that it's probably peaked now, or it's going to peak soon. Then it's going to decline in 2021. Speaking of TikTok, the lawsuit brought by the United States government against ByteDance, which is the parent of TikTok, that wanted TikTok to divest of its American division and sell to an American company, that's going to peter out. There's not much going to happen on that, mostly because the new Biden administration is going to find that there's so much more to concentrate on than this. Now, this was all based on the fact that there's some evidence, but it's scant, that the Chinese government is using TikTok in order to get information about people. And yes, they may be, but so far, we have no direct evidence of that. So this lawsuit was all based on something that was more or less supposition than with any real facts. It was never going to happen anyway because the Chinese government would never let that happen. So this is one of those things that's just going to disappear. It's almost done that already, but we're going to see it really disappear in 2021. Now, staying with social media, Facebook is only going to get bigger in 2021. One of the reasons why is we're finding a resurgence of the 13 to 24s coming back to Facebook, believe it or not, and not necessarily leaving other networks, but not leaving Facebook behind either. There are a number of lawsuits that the government is bringing, both state and federal, against Facebook, but even if those are successful, and I have my doubts, not much is going to change. The influence of WhatsApp and Instagram and Facebook are all going to be about the same. It's just not going to be under one roof anymore. 2021 is going to see hit songs with fewer songwriters. We're already seeing that happen with the latest Ariana Grande and Taylor Swift singles that have come out, where there's just a couple of songwriters. There's one producer. Unlike the 20 songwriters that some songs were getting and the 10 producers, well, I think those days may be over. One of the reasons why is a pandemic stopped all that collaboration from happening. So the big thing about all the songwriters and all the production credits is the fact that it was a hedge against a plagiarism lawsuit that might happen in the future. So basically, if you're in the room, you would get credit. Well, now with fewer people in the room, that's less likely to happen. And the fact of the matter is, there's some much better songs that are being developed as a result of fewer songwriters. I think we're finding a return to the traditional song form. And that's always a good thing. It's been pretty generic, but for a reason, it's always pretty much worked. Rap and hip-hop has pretty much dominated the charts for the last few years, but I think that's going to come to an end in 2021. We're already seeing the return of melody in pop songs and in R&B as well. So I think you're going to see much more of that and much less rap and hip-hop dominating the charts. The fact of the matter is, even though that genre of music has dominated the charts, it hasn't dominated music. But I think we'll see the charts begin to align more with what's actually happening in the music business. There was a lot of speculation that vinyl sales would grind to a halt in 2021, mostly as a result of the Apollo Masters factory fire. Apollo Masters made blank vinyl lacquers, which are the basis of vinyl records. So basically, the mastering engineer transfers whatever is on tape, whatever is in the computer, onto the vinyl disc using one of these blank lacquers. But there's only two companies that made them, Apollo Masters and a company in Japan called MDC. MDC was already at capacity. So when Apollo Masters burned down in early 2020, everybody thought that, wow, this is going to be a problem. It wasn't in 2020. One of the reasons why is most mastering engineers already had stockpiled blank lacquers. But in 2021, they may have run out of them. However, there's something new that's coming out very, very close that might change everything. And this is called HD vinyl. HD vinyl actually uses a laser to cut a ceramic disc. And that ceramic disc is then used as a stamper. Now, this cuts a whole big process out of making vinyl, which means that eventually this will be cheaper and it'll be faster to have your vinyl turned around. So I see this actually coming to market in 2021 and causing even more vinyl to come on the market, because in 2021, CDs will finally fall off the cliff. Yeah, they've been decreasing big time over the last 5 years. But what just happened was that vinyl actually outsold CDs for a couple of months. I see this trend continuing, and much more so in 2021, because CDs will not be a thing of the past. They'll still be made, but there's going to be a lot fewer of them in the coming year. Podcasting was a really big thing in 2020. Now, one of the reasons why is just about everybody can have a show. If you have a USB microphone, there you go. And also the fact that so many of the streaming companies put a lot of resources into podcasting. The reason why they did that is because it was cheap for them. They didn't have to pay the huge licensing fees that they have to pay to major labels. So the hope was this would become a cash cow. And as a result, every sports person, every celebrity, every minor B-movie person that you can think of has a podcast. However, as I can tell you, podcasting is in fact hard work, especially doing it on a regular basis. And I think you'll see many of these podcasts fall by the wayside in 2021. The reason why is you really can't make a lot of money at it, or at least not what everybody thinks they can make. And second of all, the hard work. Third of all, I think you'll find a lot of people returning to their normal work routines in 2021. And as a result, there'll be less time to actually play around podcasting. So I think we'll see the field narrow quite a bit, which actually isn't going to be a bad thing. In 2021, you're going to see Guitar Center morph into something new. Now, GC just came out of bankruptcy with a whole lot less debt, some more working capital, and the store is still intact. So they have all their stores, but the big problem is, if you go to a GC these days, is their inventory is really shallow. One of the big attractions about Guitar Center is if you wanted something, you can get it now if you went to the store. However, that's not the case anymore, so that opens the door for even more competition from online sources like Sweetwater. Once again, if I'm going to wait a day to get something, I might as well get it delivered to my door rather than having to go twice down to Guitar Center, once to go order it and a second time to go pick it up. Not to mention the fact that customer service has never been the strong point of Guitar Center, but the fact is there's far fewer employees these days. GC furloughed 9,000 employees. Now, they didn't need them during the pandemic, but once things sort of return to normal, it should be interesting to see what happens here. If GC doesn't morph into something new, if it doesn't reinvent itself, I think you're going to find that there's going to be many, many fewer Guitar Centers in those little shopping malls anymore. In 2021, the Grammys are going to lose their show on CBS. The reason why is there's a big backlash from female artists against the Academy. They feel that they haven't been treated well. They feel that they haven't been recognized. And even though the Academy still has a new mission to get more minorities and more females in the door, many of those aren't buying it. So what you're going to see is the major female artists start to boycott the Grammys, as well as a lot of rap and hip-hop artists who feel that they've gotten the short end of the stick as well. So if you have fewer artists and you have a declining viewership because award shows just don't draw what they used to, you're going to see the Grammy viewership take a big hit, and you're going to see CBS decide, well, maybe we can have a sitcom that will draw more. Now, this will cause the Recording Academy to reinvent itself as well. The reason why is most of its income comes from that one Grammy show. The regular dues that it gets pays for one of their big parties. That's about it. So as a result, you're going to see all of the fat cats that are getting paid big numbers from the Recording Academy, you're going to see them jettisoned. You're going to see the Recording Academy go back to its roots, and that can only be a good thing as a smaller entity. Getting into more hardware issues, 2021 is going to be the year that Thunderbolt 4 takes over. Now, Thunderbolt in general is going to take over, but Thunderbolt 4 in particular. The reason why Thunderbolt really hasn't caught on outside of Macs is because up until now, there was no such thing as a Thunderbolt hub. So we're used to USB hubs, where in fact one connector can give us 5 or 6 or 10. That was never the case with Thunderbolt. Now, everybody said it's not a big deal because you can just hook up all your devices in serial, but that's not what we want. It's a lot easier if you have a Thunderbolt hub. It's now possible in Thunderbolt 4, and that is going to change things a lot. I think we'll see more and more computers, mostly on the PC side, now use Thunderbolt 4 as their normal connector. So it'll be a Thunderbolt 4 USB-C world in 2021, and we're not going to look back. Plugins are going to change in 2021. You're going to see more smarter plugins, more plugins that are going to be intelligent, that will do a lot of the work for you. The reason why is we're pretty much tapped out on vintage gear to emulate. Anything that gets emulated now probably wasn't all that popular way back in the day anyway. So I think what we're going to see is developers thinking outside the box on what a plugin can and should do. We're going to see a lot of brand new ones that are going to be forward-thinking, that are going to be intelligent, and are going to help us a lot more in the end than some of the emulations ever did. Now, in 2020, guitar sales took off, and most of the big guitar manufacturers said it was a gangbuster year, and in many cases, the best year they've ever had. Two things are going to happen as a result. The first thing is we're going to see more bands as newer guitar players find the joys of playing with other people. That's a really good thing. But the downside is you're going to see those sales flatten out in 2021 with more people getting back to work. There's fewer people that have the time to get into guitar. That's a sad reality, but I think we're still going to see more sales than we have in a long, long time. That can only be good for the music world as more people learn how to play. And my final prediction, immersive audio, Dolby Atmos, Sony 360, all of those are going to lag in 2020 unless one thing happens, and that's adoption by gamers. If you've heard music in immersive, you know how fantastic it can sound. And we have both Sony and Universal and now Warner Brothers cranking up the machine to turn out more and more immersive content. That's all well and good that there's a lot of them out there, but the big problem is, who's listening? One of the hard parts of marketing something like immersive audio is you can't really do it unless somebody hears it. Once you hear immersive audio, it only takes 10 seconds and you're sold. Problem is, it's hard to describe to anybody, and for the most part, it's not more convenient. The music business has always been one of convenience, and you'll see that anything that comes out that makes things easier for us, and these include music delivery formats, if it makes it easy, then we're on board in a flash. If it doesn't matter how much better quality might be, it may never catch on. And we've seen this time and time again throughout the 120 years of the music business. So you're going to see immersive audio not fall by the wayside, but de-emphasized in 2021. I'm sorry to say that. I'm sorry if it comes to pass. But I think it's going to happen just like a lot of other formats that we've had that aren't easy to demonstrate to end users. Well, there you go. That's some of my predictions for 2021. We'll see how they come to pass. In the meantime, if you have any questions or comments, you can send them to questions@bobbyosinski.com. Also, get an expert analysis and objective opinion of your songs and mixes as a member of my Hitmakers Club. Go to hitmakersclub.com to learn more. Also, stay tuned for a lot of great guests in 2021. Many of them are recorded already. Many of them are lined up to be recorded. I think you're going to like it. We're blessed that people want to come on the show and have a discussion about what they do. And we're blessed that we have a lot of listeners like you. So thank you very much for your support over the last year and actually over the last 7 years. To listen to other episodes of Bobby Osinski's Inner Circle, go to bobbyosinski.com and select the podcast tab, or go to bobbyoinnercircle.com, or you can find it on iTunes, Stitcher, Mixcloud, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Deezer, TuneIn Radio, Radio Public, and Podbean. At bobbyosinski.com and bobbyoinnercircle.com, you'll also find a sign-up form for my newsletter and for alerts for new podcasts. This is Bobby Osinski. I will see you next time.